We cover all the business here, from Wall Street to the Green Mountains of Vermont, which is where we're going next for a story about a tiny restaurant whose owner was about to throw in the towel. Her patrons could not bear that idea, so they came up with a plan and ended up bankrolling the restaurant's expansion. Jane Lindholm has details.
Welcome to the Bee's Knees, where both the food and the music are local.
The Bee's Knees sits on a bend in the road in the tiny village of Morrisville. It's a cozy cafe and coffee bar with a focus on local food and live music. It's designed to feel like your best friend's living room, just a lot more crowded.
It's really the fabric of the community. You can find, in any given evening, folks from every walk of life, from every economic bracket, who find shelter and comfort in this place because it's nurturing and it's about vitality.
Milford Cushman isn't just a fan, he's also an investor. He's one of many in the community who have slapped down $1,000 to help the restaurant expand. Sharon Dietz owns and manages the Bee's Knees. Just a few months ago, she was ready to give up. She was sick of working such long hours and having to use her apartment kitchen to cook meals for the restaurant.
I really thought I wanted to sell it because I was so tired.
But her loyal patrons were horrified at the thought of losing the unique community atmosphere that Dietz had created. They begged her to keep the restaurant and said they would help her expand. So she took them up on it.
It's pretty special to have a business that's only been around for 4.5 years become such a loved fixture in the community. And you have to honor that a little bit.
She asked her customers for loans. In exchange, investors get coupons they can redeem for meals at the rate of $90 a quarter over 3 years. Since December, she's raised more than $20,000. Sharon Dietz isn't the only restaurant owner in Vermont to turn to the community instead of a bank for financing. The restaurant that pioneered the idea has already raised more than $40,000, and it hasn't even opened yet. But there is some risk. If investors move away, decide they don't like the food, or if the restaurant doesn't make it, there's no legal guarantee they'll get their money back. But Dietz has a plan.
I feel like as long as I'm alive, there's no risk involved for people because, you know, you see people in the post office and the grocery store and you just can't not pay people back. It's just not who I am. And I have this building to sell. So the bottom line is if the business can't make it, there's ways to pay back the money.
Her customers don't seem too concerned. They say they'd be spending $1,000 at the Bee's Knees anyway, so paying up front isn't that big a deal. And local patron Ellen Waldman says there's an added bonus.
The idea that the community is getting involved, you feel like you've helped build it and make it a vital part of the community. You belong to it, it belongs to you.
Sharon Dietz might beg to differ, but she's certainly no longer thinking of selling. And if she succeeds, Vermonters could see other restaurants asking patrons to put their money where their mouths are. For NPR News, I'm Jane Lindholm.